We're back on the Spartanburgers pregame show before game four in Asheville. The Spartanburgers have taken the first three over the tourists. Ian Unsworth joined by Hub City manager Carlos Maldonado. Carlos, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Ian, for having me.
It's been a great start to the series here at Home Trust Park. The Burgers offense, 18 runs last night. That's a new franchise record, 13 back on Tuesday. How have you seen your hitters succeed?
I mean, they're taking quality at bats. They're not trying to do too much, and it's always good to see those guys making adjustments and, you know, not trying to do, like I say, not trying to do too much and taking what they're giving us.
Last night, when you're standing at third base coaching and you see the entire lineup reach before Asheville gets an out, what goes through your head?
I mean, just, it's fun to watch, obviously, when, you know, they're taking advantage and everything and they're getting a good pitch to hit and doing damage. I mean, that's what I think the team did very consistently during spring training. And obviously it was a slow start for us, but it's good to see those guys, you know, getting the swings in the right track and hopefully stay consistent.
Who were some of the guys that you really saw stand out during spring training that have taken that to the full season ball?
I mean, it was pretty much the whole team. Everybody was swinging it and obviously in getting ready and prepare for the season. And to me and to all the staff, I mean, we knew that they were ready to go and you know, but sometimes things change here during the season and trying to do too much. But like, it's a long season and it's all about adjustment and they were able to do that.
The tweaks have been made and success has been found. Now three games over 500 here in Asheville. Carlos Maldonado, the Spartanburgers manager, with us on the pregame show. Carlos, some success and a couple promotions have come over this past week. First, Arturo Disla, after hitting almost 400 through the first month of the season, he's now up to Double-A Frisco. I know you and Arturo had a pretty interesting and pretty fun relationship. What did you enjoy the most about your time with Arturo Disla?
I mean, every day was the same guy. Like, he wasn't, you know, working. He was working hard and trying to get better and every day to, you know, first base. And he was the most consistent hitter that we have at the time, and obviously he earned it, and you know the numbers are there, and you know, happy for him because he earned the promotion to go Double-A.
And Dalton Pence on the pitching side called up yesterday. He made his first career Double-A start with Frisco and had some success with the Rough Riders. How did Dalton Pence impress you?
Good. I mean, he's one of the guys that comes in every single day ready to work and it's professional and just, you know, like take advantage of the day that he have to pitch every week and excited to, you know, like every time we send players up because they earn it, they get promoted and you know, that's what we want, that's what we hear, you know, to get as much as possible. Like, as a staff, we always want to have a good team, we always want to have the guys to stay here for the whole year, but you know, in minor leagues, that's how it works, and people that get promoted, and that's our job to make sure that they continue to get better and continue to get promoted.
It means that the staff is succeeding just as much as the players are. Since there are vacancies, new players have come in and filled those spots. One, Cole Rowland, has two scoreless appearances under his belt out of the bullpen. Carlos, when you get a new player like Cole joining the Rangers organization, joining your roster, how do you help get them acclimated to the Texas culture?
It's not just the staff, it's the players, you know. I think we have a really good group here. Then, you know, like, we're a family and we go to our core values. And, you know, like, one of them is being a good teammate and making sure that he's welcome and he's feel part of the family when they come in.
Well, he is fit in well, and the entire Spartanburgers group is really meshing. First three games, three wins against the Asheville Tourists. Carlos, again, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show with starting lineups and first pitch.